Lives. I'm Jenna.
And I'm Gianna.
And this is One in Five,
a podcast about mental health. Alrighty, guys, welcome back to episode 4 of One in Five. Today, Jenna and I are going to be talking to you all about self-care.
After doing 2 interviews on the heavier side, Gianna and I just decided that we would provide you some fun little ways to practice self-care and maybe make you a little bit happier.
So just to get us started, we have a little definition of self-care. It's pretty simple, and it is from Harvard University. And they say that self-care means paying attention to and supporting one's own physical and mental health. So it's pretty simple, but I think one of the most important things to focus on when talking about self-care is that it's not just doing a face mask every once in a while. There are so many ways to practice self-care. And also that self-care isn't about being worried about the future. It's about giving yourself a little bit of extra care in this very moment to make life a little bit better with a small act of kindness to yourself.
And I would just like to add that self-care isn't all about self-improvement either. It's about taking time for yourself and paying attention to what you need.
So self-care isn't all about setting goals and making sure that you're super organized and that your planner is perfect. That isn't what self-care is all about. It's about giving yourself a break and making sure that once again, you're really paying attention to your mental and your physical health. The most important part of self-care can be built into a routine habit that you're already spending time at. So basically, to sum it all up, what this self-care coach was saying is that you don't necessarily have to set aside time to do self-care every single day. You can build it into your routine. For example, one thing that I really like to do during the school year is meditating every single morning.
I began doing that as well, especially when I had a lot of anxiety about going to school. I found that meditating and also stretching, which is something a lot of people I feel like don't do in the morning, but I just found meditating and stretching was super, super helpful and a great way to start my day.
One other little note is that self-care is extremely, extremely personal. So, for example, it can be totally different between introverts and extroverts. So, for example, introverts might just want to take some time to stay home, not go out and do anything, just take some time with themselves. But extroverts might really get enjoyment by hanging out with other people, and their form of self-care is planning a little day with their friends. So it's very personal to you. It's whatever is going to benefit your health the most. Also, some people's form of self-care might be relaxing and taking things really slow, and other people might want to take some time to do an activity that they've been meaning to do for forever. So once again, self-care is personal to you. But today, Jenna and I are going to share 55 ways that we love to practice self-care.
So Gianna and I are each going to switch off sharing a few little self-care facts, and we're just going to share how certain ones have helped us and how certain ones may help you. So the first self-care tip is to sit in the sun or just get out in nature. The next one is to take a nap, to take a shower.
Taking a shower. I said this in my episode all about my OCD and anxiety, but taking a shower, it's such a simple act, but I think for a lot of us, it kind of symbolizes like a refresh, and it just really helps you get out of the mindset that you were previously in before taking a shower, and it gives you some time to think and to relax and not have to focus on things. So I personally think that everyone can benefit from just taking showers whenever you feel anxious. Obviously, take showers every day just for the point of taking showers, but if you're feeling really anxious, hop in the shower.
I totally agree with what Gianna has said about the showers, and I have actually taken her suggestion. The other day, I was in a super strange mindset, and I actually took Gianna's suggestion and hopped in the shower, and it helped me so much. Like, my attitude entirely changed. You can also light a candle, and after you light that candle, clean your room.
Having a nice, clean space can really improve your mindset and make your brain feel a little bit clearer. You can also deep clean your phone, you know, go through, delete all those apps that you don't need. One other tip, delete social media for a day. That has helped me so much. At the beginning of summer, I was not in a great place with my mental health. I was feeling insanely anxious, and I decided to delete all of my social media for a week. And I will be honest, I felt so much better afterwards. And so if you are feeling really anxious, take the leap. Just go for it. Just delete it. It's gonna be okay. not that many people are going to be DMing you. I assumed that I would get so many DMs when I got back, and I got, like, one, and it wasn't even that important. Like, you're going to be fine. Just delete it.
I definitely agree with that as well, because I deleted it as well for a week, and it was really, really helpful, and I felt so much better during it as well as after. It made me realize that I didn't need to be on social media as much as I was, and it was very eye-opening.
You can also just turn your phone on airplane mode while you're working or doing anything so that you won't get all of those notifications that just make you a little more anxious. You can also take some time to declutter something. Maybe you have a little junk drawer or your closet needs a bit of a cleaning up. Just doing that can make your space feel so much cleaner.
Personally, I get really overstimulated when there's a big mess, and so all of the decluttering and the organizing self-care tips have really helped me.
One other thing that I would really suggest you do is take care of those little tasks that you've been meaning to do for forever. For me, that is oftentimes laundry, and honestly, when I get it done, it just makes me feel so much better.
You can also drink some tea or some coffee or some water, and I know that that's really a super common form of self-care that you see sort of thrown out there, but you can also drink anything, just a beverage that sparks joy, because for me, that's kombucha. And also bubbly. I know a lot of people don't like kombucha. Gianna's
making
faces at me.
I hate kombucha.
I love kombucha, and I highly suggest everyone try it out.
I do love bubbly, though.
We do love bubbly. I know we said earlier that doing a face mask is not the only form of self-care, but for some people, it is a really relaxing thing, and it definitely can be used as one. You can also get dressed up for fun. You don't have to have a reason. And I know in quarantine, a lot of people wound up getting ready for the day, even if they had nowhere to go, just to sort of feel like they had done something. But that's just an idea. You can also meditate, which I know Gianna and I mentioned earlier, but it's something that I think has helped us both, and I really enjoy it. You can also do some breath work, which has personally helped me, and I'm sure it's helped Gianna as well.
I personally use square breathing whenever I'm going to bed, and if you aren't super familiar with square breathing, it's very easy. You just take a deep breath in for 5 seconds, hold for 5 seconds, exhale for 5 seconds, and hold for 5 more seconds. And you just do that over and over again. And I like to picture, like, drawing a little square as I do it. And that helps me fall asleep really, really well. And it also helps me calm down my anxiety. As well, you can get a little exercise in, and you can go for a walk, you can go for a bike ride, or you can just go for a drive. I know for Jenna and I, a lot of our friends have been getting their license, and it is so much fun to just hop in the car and drive around for a little bit and take your mind off of whatever is causing you stress and anxiety. As well, we totally recommend having a dance party.
I am the number one stan of dance parties. I think they are the most helpful things, and I love them.
Just, like, go in a room where no one's gonna see you, turn on your favorite music, and just, like, dance. Just do it.
Dance it out.
Also, for Jenna and I, one thing that helps us a lot is singing. I was telling Jenna a story earlier about how I was really, really, really frustrated one day, and I went to a voice lesson afterwards, and my mom was in the room, so she heard me singing, and afterwards she said, "That is the best you've ever sung." And I think that when you're super, like, emotionally frustrated, you're able to put all of that anger and all of that anxiousness into your art. And so I would definitely recommend singing as a form of self-care.
You can also do some yoga, which is super, super fun. I haven't been able to do yoga recently because I just got ankle surgery. But when I don't have ankle surgery, which is most of the time, I definitely recommend doing yoga. Also, you can read. I absolutely love to read. And as I talked about in my episode, it is one of my coping mechanisms to help me fall asleep. I did say in my episode that I love the book Becoming, and that is such a good book, so I highly recommend you can go read it. But if you're not really into sort of biographies, you can read one of my favorite books, which recently became very popular, but I liked it before it was popular, just so you all know. It's called Where the Crawdads Sing, and it's an amazing book. I think it's super beautifully written, it's very poetic, and I think it's just a super interesting read. You can also research something that you've been meaning to learn about. So I personally love learning about psychology. I don't know who else does that, but I just think, like, learning about the human mind is super interesting and can definitely take your mind off of little issues that are bothering you. Also, Gianna and I personally both use Duolingo to learn languages. Gianna learns Italian, and I've been learning French on there because we both do take Spanish in school, but that is super, super fun, and Duolingo is just a great free app to use for that. Another thing you can do is watch or listen to a TED Talk. I absolutely adore TED Talks, and there was one that I listened to when I was doing research for my episode to sort of be able to explain things better. It was a TED Talk by Courtney Ryman, and it was called I Have No Friends, which may seem kind of intense, but it was super, super, super amazing, and I highly suggest that you go give it a listen because she says some really meaningful things, and it is very easy to understand what someone who has anxiety thinks while listening to that TED Talk.
You can also watch an episode of your favorite TV show, cook yourself a meal that you love, write a letter to a friend. Everyone loves getting handwritten letters. Write a letter to your future self. I use this website called Future Me, and you can go in and write a letter to yourself, and they will email it to you like a year in advance, which is so cool, and I love writing letters to myself, so I would definitely recommend. I would also recommend just like taking a few minutes to write a thank you note to someone that has really made an impact in your life recently. I think thank you notes are so, so sweet, and it's just something to show your gratitude towards someone and practice a little self-care.
Also, you can start a project you've been putting off. I know for me, I put off working on my room. I'm redoing my room at the moment. I put it off for so long, but when I started doing it, I was so excited and I came up with all these super cool ideas, so I highly recommend that tip. Also, buy yourself something you've been wanting for a while. This is something that I hardly ever do for self-care, but then I wind up doing it impulsively. But it's really good to do for self-care as well. Don't be like me. Don't do it impulsively. But also you can journal, which is something that I recently started doing. I just actually got a new journal and I'm so excited to start writing in it. Going along with that journal thing, I have a guided journal called the 5-Minute Journal, which actually helps me make a list of all the things I'm thankful and grateful for. And that is something I used to do every day before school, and then you do it right before you go to bed. And it's really, really helpful. We touched on dancing and singing earlier, but sometimes listening to your favorite song is just the way to go. It just makes you feel so much better.
As well, work on making a new playlist. That is one of my favorite forms of self-care, is just sitting down and making a new playlist. It brings me so much joy and so much comfort to have a perfectly curated playlist with the perfect name on my Spotify. So you guys should definitely follow me on Spotify. It's the same as my Instagram, it's just Gianna Marullo, and I would highly recommend listening because I have some pretty good music on there.
They're really good. Her music taste is perfection.
Thank you! You can also create a Pinterest board. This is something that Jenna and I love to do. We just recently made one that's called Catch Us in Greenwich Village, and if you don't know, Greenwich Village is where NYU is located in New York City, which is our dream school! So definitely would recommend making a Pinterest board or a vision board. You can also paint or do a coloring book or just do something else to get kind of crafty.
Going off the crafty thing, I highly recommend going thrifting. That's something that really makes me get super creative, and it's just a way for me to relax and sort of focus on a new little project. Today, actually, I just brought Gianna some beautiful flowers. And one of our self-care tips is to buy yourself some flowers. For me personally, flowers make me so happy. If anyone ever gives me flowers, I swear I will love you forever. They are so wonderful and they just make me smile.
Yes, Jenna brought me some flowers today, which made me so very happy, and I love them so very much. So get yourself some flowers, get some flowers for your friends. It will cheer you right up.
Going off of flowers, Gianna and I are both very skilled plant moms. We love our little plants. And I wrote this one down specifically because a way that I like to practice self-care is taking care of something that is alive. So whether that be a pet or a plant or, I don't know, maybe another family member or sibling, I just find that really helpful. And it sort of makes you realize that other people are affected by things as well. And you can cheer them up too. Also, I highly recommend spending some time just sitting down. If you have a pet, I have 2 dogs, and oftentimes I realize that I don't play with them or sort of engage with them as much as I would like to, but sitting down and sort of just petting them without being on your phone or without doing another activity really helps me calm down, and it really helps me get a hold of my anxiety. Also, going along with the pets thing, I recommend spending time with your family. I love spending time with my family, especially at night, whether that's just watching a movie or chatting over dinner. It's a really nice way to just feel loved.
Along with that, if you are a little more extroverted and like to have that human connection to kind of boost your mood, you can call a friend or you can call a family member that lives super far away. For me, I love calling my family in Atlanta. I have a little baby cousin and we FaceTime all the time, and it just makes me so happy. I especially love talking to my Uncle Matt. Shout out to you, Uncle Matt. As well, I love going through old photos and getting super nostalgic. That's another awesome form of self-care. As well, something else that's super awesome to do is signing up to volunteer. I think all of us have different ways that we love to volunteer. For me and Jenna, that is with Students Demand Action. That is the organization that we work with, and it is a group of students that work to end gun violence in America. So find the cause that you're passionate about and volunteer, and it will improve your mental health significantly. I think that it gives you something to focus on other than yourself, and it gives you a bigger cause than yourself to work on. Another awesome thing that you can do is complimenting people and paying it forward. So with the complimenting, I've heard a lot of people suggest just hopping on Instagram for 15 minutes and scrolling through your friends' Instagram posts and giving them super, super sweet and genuine compliments. The other side of that, paying it forward. So just like Jenna brought me flowers earlier, one thing you can do is pay it forward by paying for the person in front of you's meal, bringing your friend a gift, things like that will really help cheer you up.
Something that really helps cheer me up as well is doing affirmations, which I am working on getting better with, but it's basically just providing yourself with some really nice positive self comments and sort of boosting your self-esteem. And I think that that's really important to not only rely on other people to do that, but to do it ourselves as well. Also, I am a super, super big fan of just going outside and looking at the sky, whether that be sunrise or sunset or even just like golden hour when the sky's super pretty and when the sky's super blue and the sun's super gold. I just find that so fun and it's so relaxing as well. So that's something I highly recommend doing. People watching is such a good thing to do. Obviously, that's not the main thing to go to right now since of Corona, but I think that it's a really good way to sort of realize that the world is bigger than yourself, and it just sort of makes you feel a lot less lonely.
Another thing that you can do that I honestly do all the time, basically on my list, I wrote down stare at a wall. And I think that the main point of this is just showing that self-care can be literally doing nothing. If you just need to set aside 5 minutes where you literally do nothing but just stare at the wall and just let yourself be free of stress and free of anxiety, try not to think about anything, just try to literally do nothing for 5 minutes. That is a form of self-care. You're calming yourself down, you're letting go of all of the anxieties and stresses of your day.
And finally, our last tip is to listen to a podcast, which you are doing right now.
Find yourself a good podcast on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And I mean, we might be partial, but we think that 1 in 5 is a pretty good one.
Also, share that podcast with your friends. Let them know what you've been listening to, and maybe you guys can listen together. So the final thing to end off this episode is we're just going to share some of our favorite little mental health, sort of self-care inspired accounts on Instagram that you guys can follow and sort of use as resources, whether that be to learn more about self-care or to learn about how to treat people who have mental illnesses and sort of educate yourselves more. So the first one is Self-Care is for Everyone, and that is one of my favorites because they also have a clothing brand and they just make some super cute designs and they support independent artists, which I think is so cool. The Real Depression Project is my personal favorite resource to give to people who may not have a lot of time to educate themselves on people with mental disorders but have the time to sort of read a little Instagram post. And that account sort of teaches you what to say to people who may be experiencing anxiety or other disorders. Self-care is a priority is a great one. We the Urban is also another good one. And finally, We're Not Really Strangers is a lot more popular, but it is really, really helpful. And they also have a fun little game that you can buy. And I think that they're a great account to end it off with.
Yes, so with that note, we are going to end this episode. Thank you guys so much for listening. If you are on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure to subscribe. As well, if you're on iTunes, make sure to leave us a little review. We would love to hear from you. If you have any questions or if you would like to be interviewed, you can email us, oneinfivepodcast@gmail.com, or you can send us a quick Instagram DM, which is @oneinfivepod. And we cannot wait to see you next Monday.
See you next Monday, guys. Bye.
Bye.